be a deadness to that. That if you're used to it, you can tell just about what's above you and what's under you and ahead of you. You soon learn that because that your life depends on it in lots of cases.
Yes.
You can't shoot into loose ground and expect to get out of it, because when you go in there, you've got to pick off the face. You've got to trim up there with the pick. And if it's moving ground up here, you go trim off that face and you've had it. You're under the ground. Started. It already has started with that. You take a hole from seven, or the best ground will break in seven, but then you have to have at least three lifters, and you have to have at least four cut holes, and then your cutters up here shape your, the shape of your drift. And you have to know all that before you start drilling. That's why if you have any expectations at all, and you can get in good with the shifter, he'll put you where a machine man, an old machine man, can tell you the dangers to look for. And if you don't know it all yourself, they'll be willing to help you. But if a guy gets in there and thinks he knows more than the machine man about putting those holes in, or more than the foreman does about where he ought to start drilling for more ore, you'd be walking down the street and talking to yourself that night. They just don't, they're independent.
Well, if you found a good streak, or what you thought would pay off, then how would you go about leasing it?
Just go to the superintendent. Tell him, by golly, I've got a hunch. Don't know why, but I've got a hunch. Next time you come through, let me show you what I've got a hunch about. And usually they'll make a point within a day or two, when it's convenient, to stop off at that level. I'm telling you, where's your hunch? Well, up here. Don't that look pretty promising to you? Look it over. Well, it could be. But you have the same thing back here 200 feet. Yes, but notice how that's changed just a little bit. You see, it's widened in spots. Yes, yes, I've noticed that. Well, to me that means it might open up. And he said, how does it sound when you drill? I said, well, now, if you tell me that you don't want to lease yourself or won't got a buddy that you want to put on, I'm going to show you how I can tell. Just hang around a little while. And he'd help me put up a machine. I had that in mind, too. Them machines are heavy. And for one man to lift that 150-pound drill up onto an arm way up there, it's no chunk.
Yeah.
You have to set that, your the post up first and put that in tight enough so it will stand anything. You can't shoot it out, your post that holds your drill, your machine on. Yes.
After you convince the superintendent that you have a pretty good possibility, what procedure do you go through then? Do you actually sign a contract?
No, don't sit and let it kind of die out. He's no fool. If he puts you, switch you on to another job in the same mine, you bet one thing, he's got a buddy that he's going to put in on there. But if everything goes smooth, be patient. See him, wave at him. Never stop and ask him if he's come to any decision. I found that the best thing is a still tongue. If if you have a still tongue, you can get along most any place. Don't say too much. Well, he finally says, how's your street looking? Comes in again, maybe 2 weeks. Never coming around you. Well, it still looks good to me. Still want that lease? I'd sure like it if you can make arrangements. Well, we'll see. Come in a day or two. They're never in a hurry because they might strike that themselves. You see, then that's to his credit.
Yes.
His responsibility to keep them in order. But if he thinks that there's something less than a 50-50, he'll treat you right. The only thing he'd get out of it, he might get a little raise in wages if he strikes a good body of ore.
But you would be the big winner mm-hmm. by having the lease.
Yes.
Then how did you actually draw up a lease and sign it?
Oh, yes. And they specialize on that. If your lease pertains to so much a shipment, it reverts back to the company.
Are you saying that if the high-grade ore gets above a certain percentage, it automatically reverts back to the company and you're out?
That'll be in your lease. If you sign the lease, you've signed to that. But read your lease very carefully. I got bit a little bit once, and I found that it was my own fault. I just took much for granted. And I didn't read between the lines.
Where do you sign these contracts? Go down to the office and
right
do it?
Right in the office. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll hold you off a month waiting for a board meeting. If the board is quite anxious to make money, they might let you sign right up. Pass the board so you can sign right up. But they're money hungry too. Everybody is. Everybody, and especially in mining.
Well, once you sign the lease, then you're automatically off the job as a worker.
Yes, yes.
Well, can you work a claim or a lease as long as you want to and then quit, or do you have to guarantee them you'll work so much?
No, you can work. But if you want to give it up, then you'll just give it up and you've lost that much.
Just lost your time and energy.
Mm-hmm. They furnish your machine. They furnish your steel. They furnish you a mucker. So they're entitled to your best efforts.
Yes.
All you do is run that machine in the direction you want it to go.
Well, how would a prudent businessman work it if the ore started getting real rich up close to the allowable percentage agreed upon?
That I don't know, because I never met that condition. I would go and tell them that this is just a little beyond expectations. Do you want to take it over with the giving me kickback? Talk that way to them, they'd see you was on the level anyhow. Or they very seldom come. Sometimes the superintendent will come in, the foreman will come in and holler, are you okay in there? And that's as far as it goes. You're leasing, you're responsible. If you say, no, I've got to have so-and-so, especially timber, I believe that I should have a square set in here. That's, you've got loose ground in the hanging, we call this the hanging. And I believe it should be a square set in here. It's getting pretty rabbly. Well, he'd come in and look at it. He might pass an opinion, but usually just before he make a strike, that's the case. Gets a little looser.
Hmm.
Then you can ease up on your, you can catch your drillings. In those cases, I just put a tin can. There's always plenty of tin cans because you have to keep throwing water into your drill hole. Just to put a can under there and catch the drillings as it comes out. Run it. Keep track of your own business. If there's the least showing up here, keep it. Your eye on what's coming out of that hole.
I don't really understand how
your drillings.
Yes, I understand your drillings, but how would you know how valuable or what percentage is running?
A man that don't know a little bit about minerals would be a damn fool
to lease a mine. Well, would you ever consider, or have people considered, salted their cargo going out? I mean, that was a fairly common practice at one time, wasn't it?
If it was, I never heard of it. Of course, that could be done in small mines, where you had a buddy on the same level that had an ore body and was working on it. He lends you a bucket full or two, but I could never think that, and I never tried to figure that one out.
Do you know of any miners that did salt their waste and got caught?
No, I never heard of that. I'll tell you why. A fellow would be a fool to that, because he'd get caught the first day. Your ore goes into the same bins as the company's ore. Every car that you take is sampled by the fellow that runs your ore bins. He takes a sample as it goes into the bin. They know just how your shipment is going. If there it's a big mine, they have empty chutes, they might let you use a chute, especially if you only had to, say, could make one car load a day. They'd let you use your own, but where it goes right with the common run of the mine, they know what percent yours goes. They know what percent theirs goes, and the difference between that is yours.
Is there any way they could cheat you?
Oh, there's thousands of ways, but men are not barn cheaters. One of them are maid cheaters occasionally, but you know, if you cheat a man out of even $10 all your life, you'd remember that. You can never feel good or even the company of that man.
True.
And I believe, oh, there might be a man that would differ in that, but I think it would be a rare being, and he'd get caught up with. The principle I've always went to is do my best, make as much as I can, as quick as I can.
Would you go on with the story and tell me what happened this particular shaft when you had permission and had the lease? How did it turn out?
Oh, I keep that to myself.
Oh, the lease you were telling me about, how it turned out, you just try to keep it to yourself?
Sure. If it's working good, you're happy. If it isn't so good, you can throw up your lease anytime.
Well, did you do pretty good on it?
Yes. Yes, my mining as a whole was very successful. I have no apologies to make to anybody. I don't think in my career, I won't say this, I was going to say, you can cut this off, but I don't think I was ever found shady. In my own way of thinking, I never was, but what the other fellow thinks, that might be different. But I made what I made honestly, and I was respected for it. And I believe if any of those old fellows, which they're not now, they're dead long ago, I could walk right back and ask for a lease and get it.
Was this your springboard to the leasing operations? Did you do well enough on this one that you could take out other leases and start hiring help?
Yes. Yes, but I never wanted much help. Your help is too noisy. If, as long as you can handle it yourself, do it.
It seems to me that you can make more out of the mine by having more help and just paying them $3 to $5 a day.
Well, listen, you've leased possibly the first 500 feet. And that includes to right or left. It all depends on the way your lease is drawn up. And they're drawn up almost foolproof. They're used to it. They're used to people that are swindlers. And they're prepared for it. A man is always truthful, honest, until he's found guilty. But if he's once found guilty, he's never trusted again. It stamps him right in the forehead. Everyone knows it. Because that spreads pretty fast. I'd never try to outwit any company because it would be your own downfall. Companies as a whole, unless it was a private company, then you might have room for them to take your lease. But a big company, the more you make, the more they make. You're working on a percentage.
Well, why wouldn't it pay you to have more help working for you?
I have to pay them.
But you'd be paying them like $3 to $5 a day, but mm-hmm. yet you'd be doubling the amount coming out of the mine.
It don't work that way.
Could you explain that?
Men that you hire, unless it's a brother or something, well, hell, he's getting enough out of this. I don't have to kill myself. And they work accordingly. You don't know miners. There's good and there's bad. If they're good, they're very good. If they're bad, they're hell. And you don't mix them up.
Did you proceed to new leases after this one?
Yeah,
was mined out?
No, I sold the lease. You can sell any lease if it's paying. If there's indicates to you that you're about the end of it, that's a good time to sell. Because they'll never pay as much as you can make because they expect to make money.
We'll end this tape at this time.
Eunice!
What?
Where's that little dog?
Oh, what?
Gosh, she's crying someplace.
She's crying at this gentleman.